And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 15th of April, 2025. There are warnings of gales in White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Fitzroy 994, expected Portland 991 by 1800 Tuesday. New low expected Dogger 994 by same time. Low Rockall 992, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira, northeast 40s. Southeasterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later, except in south at Cira. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Southwest 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher. East or southeast 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames. Southeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Thames. Thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dover. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland. Southeast, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Portland. Thundery rain, moderate or poor. Plymouth. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwest 6 to gale 8, thundery rain, moderate or poor. Biscay. Cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming northwest 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar. Northwest 5 to 7, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, Seoul. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 at first in Far East Fitzroy. Showers, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, except in Fastnet. Rain, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Malin, Hebrides. Southwest, veering north or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Malin. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey, cyclonic 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally poor. And Southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northeasterly 6 to gale 8, except in far southeast. Showers, good, occasionally poor. And other weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south southeast 4, 16 miles, 995, now falling. Stornoway, south southeast 4, more than 38 miles, 995, rising more slowly. Lerwick, south 5, recent rain, 7 miles, 998, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, south by east 3, 14 miles, 996, now falling. Aberdeen, south by east 3, 32 miles, 998, now falling. Lucas, southwest by west 1, 32 miles, 998, rising more slowly. Boomer, calm, slight rain, 13 miles, 999, now falling. Bridlington, southeast 5, 1,000, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 4, 5 miles, 1,000. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, East-northeast 3999, falling slowly. Jersey, northeast 2, 13 miles 998, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, east by north 2, 5 miles 998. Scilly automatic, north-northeast 3, slight rain, 9 miles 998, now falling. Milford Haven, north by east 1, slight rain, 5 miles 998, now falling. Aberporth, west-northwest 2, slight rain, 5 miles 998, now falling. Valley, south 3, slight rain, 5 miles 998, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east 1, slight rain, 3 miles 999, now falling. Valentia, west by north 3, 19 miles 999, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, south by east 4, 12 miles 998, now falling. Malinhead, southeast by south 2, 27 miles 996, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, southeast 3, 11 miles 996, now falling. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 23:00. The general situation: an area of low pressure over the English Channel will move north across the United Kingdom over the next couple of days, bringing unsettled weather with outbreaks of rain or showers and some strong winds in places, with gales possible along Channel coasts. This gale risk then extends northwards during Wednesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South, southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then north 3 to 5 later. Showers in west, rain with fog patches developing in east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in east. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then north or northeast 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northeast 3 to 5 later. Rain at times, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast 3 to 5, backing east or northeast 2 to 4. Rain, perhaps thundery, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. East or southeast 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic, then southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Cyclonic, mainly southeasterly 3 to 5 until later in east, otherwise northerly or northwesterly, backing westerly later 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Thundery rain, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming north or northwest 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Thundery rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north 4 to 6, backing northwest 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable, becoming north or northwest 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7 later, then becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, south 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then north or northwest 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good. Mullivkent Galloway to Mullivkent Tyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good. Mullivkent Tyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southeast 3 to 5, veering north or northwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly or northwesterly, then northeasterly later 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And Shetland Isles. South 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then north 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. And that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. From myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House, have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihoa.
Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Sam Fenwick and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. From citrus fruits to new cars and children's toys, consumers worldwide could soon feel the pinch as prices are set to rise in the coming months. On today's programme, we'll discuss the impact of Trump's tariffs on the very people who voted for him. In the US, consumer sentiment has sharply declined. As China's president embarks on a tour to woo his Southeast Asian neighbours, we'll explore his unique selling point. And as Rory McIlroy makes history by becoming the first European golfer to win the Grand Slam...
That is just some finish. Absolutely unbelievable. Can't imagine how Rory feels. I am sick. I'm going home for a gin and tonic.
We'll explore what it means for the tourist economy in Northern Ireland. Business Matters is after the latest news.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Hundreds of thousands of people have now fled Sudan's biggest refugee camp, Zamzam, in Darfur, after RSF paramilitaries took control. The International Organization for Migration puts the number escaping at 400,000. The medical charity MSF says many fled 70 kilometres to the town of Tawila, badly dehydrated and reporting horrific violence. Nathaniel Raymond from Yale's Humanitarian Research Lab in the US has been using satellite imagery to establish what's been happening at the camp. He said their findings were shocking.
It is a war crime, regardless of whether there were armed actors in the camp at the time of attack. And it is, given the videos we are seeing and beginning to work to verify, of summary field executions against civilians, including the death of 9 of our colleagues from Relief International, it may rise to the level of crime against humanity.
The president of El Salvador says he won't return to the US a man mistakenly deported and jailed there as a gang member. Nayib Bukele said he didn't have the power to do so. He was speaking during a meeting with President Trump in the White House. The US leader didn't answer questions on whether he would respect a court order for his administration to facilitate the return of Kilmer Abrego Garcia to the US. During that meeting, President Trump also told reporters that the Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky shares the blame for the millions of people dead with the Russian president Vladimir Putin.
There was no way that war should have been allowed to happen. When you start a war, you got to know that you can win the war, right? You don't start a war against somebody that's 20 times your size and then hope that people give you some missiles. All I can do is try and stop it. That's all I want to do. I want to stop the killing. And I think we're doing well in that regard. I think you'll have some very good proposals very soon.
There was widespread outrage over Russia's attack on Sumy on Sunday. It was the